Hi guys, this is Megan.
And it's Rachel.
And we're coming at you from 30 Rock.
In New York City.
Rachel, how are you doing?
How am I doing? Not well, bitch! So for those of you not in the know about the Roni trailer, I was not being really rude to Megan just now. But quoting the Dorinda Medley, the one and only, from the latest New York City season 9 trailer.
It is out. It is here. It is amazing. We'll put the link in the bio in case you're like the one person who hasn't watched it yet.
You fool out there, whoever you are.
It's so good. Let's just talk about it.
Yes. I mean, there's so many things. First, there's a new housewife. We'll start there. And that's, like, not even the most fascinating thing that happened.
Right. Okay, so I feel like the world can be divided into two. Those who know who Tinsley Mortimer is and those who don't.
Which is interesting because I feel like this podcast includes both of those worlds. Because I had no idea who she was before
right.
She was a housewife.
And I knew of her well because she's, like, aside from, like, Paris Hilton, she's one of those girls who sort of made being a socialite a thing. Mm-hmm. Like, she was an it girl. She was in all of these fashion magazines. People always wanted to know who she was wearing. She was at every event where people of society would be.
Okay, this is the visual I'm getting. The girl that falls out of the window in Sex and the City. But
not,
much happier ending here.
Right. But not so sloppy, maybe.
Yeah.
And she was also in Gossip Girl. Like, to just give you a level of, like, her popularity at one time.
When you say she was in it, was it like a cameo and everyone was like, oh, my God, Tinsley?
Yes.
Okay.
And she's had a Dior lipstick named after her.
What?
Yeah, she has fashion lines in Japan, which is very Paris Hilton.
Yes.
So, yeah, like, in the early 2000s, like, she was really a name that was known. But she's had a bit of a fall from grace, and I think we kind of watch at this season if the trailer's to be trusted.
Yes. And I believe the trailer is to be trusted.
Yeah.
I hope the trailer is to be trusted based on what we saw.
All right, but, like, that's just one facet of many.
Well, you have, once again, Sonia saying that everyone's a jealous bitch.
But you girls are fucking jealous bitches.
She's drinking again.
No.
She's drinking again.
I mean, not that I think she was ever really not drinking, but I think she had made a conscious effort to not get sloppy amongst this group.
Yes, for sure.
That's out the window.
Right.
We see her drinking from, like, a margarita pitcher.
Right. There are naked people, a.k.a. Bethany Frankel, running around.
Yeah.
And then Dorinda is telling Sonia that she needs an easy pass for her vagine, which is the Holland Tunnel.
Why don't you put an easy pass on that vagina with your Holland Tunnel?
I was wondering where these two were this season because the last thing we saw between the two of them was at the reunion. Mm. And Sonia was like, everyone knows you do drugs, Dorinda.
Right. So she's probably like, you need to learn to shut your mouth.
Right.
And your easy pass.
Right.
I don't think that, Sonia. Do you? What else happens? I was going to say the election. As a New Yorker, I'm going to say that I'm a New Yorker now, I felt their pain, and it's interesting to see it play out.
Right. I saw one comment about this trailer that was like, I'm glad they're showing, like, how the election results affected everyone, because that was, like, a real thing in New York. I mean, yes, everywhere else, but I feel like especially New York, and they didn't shy away from it.
No, they did not, and I can't wait to see. Sonia and Bethany apparently doing well.
You're pretty hot.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
They just pecked, though, I think.
Okay.
We'll see.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know how far it goes.
Bethany apologizing to Tom.
Nice to meet you. Sorry if I caused you any drama.
So awkward.
So awkward.
My whole skin, like, crawled watching that. I was like, ugh.
Some things I don't think you should say sorry for, even if you feel remorseful, because it's just, it's too big of a thing.
Yes. And then Ramona's saying there are bets going on about whether or not you'll walk down the aisle. I just was like, oh my God.
People are still taking bets if the wedding's gonna be on or not.
And you asked me why I didn't invite you to the wedding.
Not me.
Like, I'm sure that there are. I'm sure that she's, like, the butt of a joke in some circles. But, like, you don't tell her that.
Right. Well, and I mean, we know she got married.
Yes.
But it, like, does not take away any of the anticipation of, like, this long road down the aisle and how it's going to go with the rest of the ladies.
Like, she comes out in that white wedding dress and everyone's faces.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting.
Very.
Jill Zarin, anyone?
That is so obnoxious.
Bobby. Ginger. Can't wait to see who she's hanging out with and in what capacity.
It must be Luann because she was at her wedding. But I think maybe she's also friends with Dorinda. I don't know. Will she talk to Ramona? Definitely not Bethany.
No. That's not going to be happening. I mean, but
who knows?
Who knows? Ugh, it's so good. And that music choice.
Yeah.
Dun 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 dun.
Are you kidding me?
I'm being abused right now!
You don't get it! Do get a brain, Luann!
It's like what my heart was feeling as it went on. It's so good. I can't wait.
I need to watch it 5 more times. Let's get into Vanderpump Rules, but first, a word from our sponsor.
This episode is brought to you by Kelly Killorn Ben Simmons Gummy Bears.
Scary Island.
Scary Island. You go to sleep! Vampire Alex McCord.
We do our own sound effects here.
Yeah. We don't need all that fancy machinery.
So, Vanderpump Rules, we had an exciting guest in the office today. Jax Taylor.
And he was on fire.
Yes, he came in on fire.
Yes, can I just say, he is one of the friendliest of our talent.
Yeah, because some people come in and, you know, they're perfectly pleasant, but Jax, he remembers you.
He remembers you. He walks into, we have an open office floor plan here at 30 Rock, and I'll just say hi to everyone, just be super social and nice, where some people are a little more timid.
Yeah.
They keep to themselves.
But he's like family now.
Yeah, really he is. He got a haircut, which I complimented him on.
He looked good. He looked like that 50s photo shoot they did for Sir.
He did.
Because he was wearing like a leather jacket. His hair was kind of like...
Yes, he looked really good.
It's great.
Anyway, enough of us talking about Jax and how good he looks.
He talked about some really funny things.
Some, like, if you would have asked me, hey, Rachel, do you think you're going to be talking about these things today with Jax Taylor? I would have never thought that.
Nick Vale from The Bachelor.
Britney Spears and her divorce.
The first one.
And where he was.
And the Bravo Lubs he's planning on drinking with tonight.
Yep. I'm going to foresee a couple Instagrams that probably shouldn't have gone up.
Right. Why should we talk about it? Let's let Jax.
Do you want to tell the story?
Yes, please.
Okay. Are you on?
Yeah.
Oh, hi. Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. This is Megan.
And it's Rachel.
And we're here with Jax. And, like, you've caught us mid-conversation because he sat down and we just started.
Yeah, hi. Hi, guys. Hi. Hello.
We're having a great time.
Good. All right, what's up?
Well, I would love to hear this Nick Vale story.
Well, okay.
Hey, guys. It's Rachel here. I just want to formally apologize to my fellow Bachelor fans. I realized throughout this entire interview with Jax, I was saying Nick Vale, and his name, as we all know, is Nick Vile, and I am ashamed. I am sorry, and I just wanted to submit a formal apology now.
I'm obviously familiar with The Bachelor. I know what it is. I don't watch the show, but obviously Stassi and the girls do, and that's all they talk about, so they're obsessed. So I obviously know of it. So I went – my buddy opened a hotel in San Diego, the Pendry Hotels, and he had a nightclub next door to it called the Oxford. He's like, hey, would you mind coming down? And, you know, you draw a lot of attention. Would you mind coming in? I'm like, yeah, absolutely. You're my buddy. Sure. So I took Brittany and I. They put us up in a nice hotel, went there. And they're like, oh, we also have another friend of mine, Nick. I'm like, okay. He's like, oh, he's on the show The Bachelor. I'm like, oh, I'm obviously familiar with the show. I don't know him personally, but he's like, do you mind, you know, hanging out with him? Yada, yada. I'm like, sure, yeah, no problem. Whatever. So we get in there and I'm like, listen. I pulled him aside. The nightclub's going on. We're having a good time. We're both taking pictures, you know, a bunch of girls and this and that. And I go, hey, listen, why don't we take one together for, you know, our buddies so they can post another thing. He's just like, Jax, I don't take pictures and post things on social media. I just don't do that. I'm sorry for what? I go, first of all, buddy, don't toot your own horn. I have no idea who you are. Okay, A, I know you're on The Bachelor. Okay, good for you. Great. You're on a disposable reality show that you'll be gone in 5 minutes and no one will know who you are. So you want to get your 5 minutes of fame in now. So before – he's like, well – I don't want to put anything on Instagram or any social media. Like, I don't do that. You don't do that?
Right. You don't participate. Bro,
you're on The f***ing Bachelor, all right, dude? You're going to be gone in 2 weeks, and no one's going to know who the f*** you are. So you might want to ride your little 5 minutes right now before it goes away.
Right.
And he's like, well, yeah, I don't do that, man. I'm not doing that. Well, you're a f***ing piece of s***. Your friend brought you here, you know, to help him out. You're going to act like that? Like, well, you're a D-bag. And he just kept going off. And I'm like, well, fuck you. And then it turned into a kind of argument. So I was kind of he's like, yeah, don't post anything on there. Don't do that. I'm like, first of all, asshole, don't tell me what to do. B, I was just like, I'm doing this for a friend. Like, you're here for, and he just rubbed me the wrong way. Yeah, I was a little drunk. But,
yeah. And the truth comes out.
No, yeah, I was. But the way you approach this is like you're too cool. You're not too cool. You're on The Bachelor, okay? You're not too cool. You're not going to be on next season. You're not on a show that goes on. You ride your wave now and get out there on social media. And then that's all you have.
Yeah, Nick.
You suck. Yeah. I just think he's a D-bag. Apparently Stassi interviewed him, I think, too, on her podcast. Oh. I forgot to tell her about this whole situation. Well, Brittany saw me yelling at her. She said, who are you yelling at? So she didn't even know who he was either.
Yeah. I don't watch it either.
Oh, I do.
I know you.
I think the girls more like airing for the girls, right? Like,
yeah, I can't. The Bachelor's
so is he is an idiot on the show or is he a nice guy on the show?
This is like his fourth season.
Oh, he's been on the show. Oh, after I said all that. How many seasons? Oh, wait, why is he?
Clearly,
he's not a good Bachelor.
Yeah, clear. Well, he came on. He was on as like one of the mini Bachelors for like one Bachelorette. So he was on The Bachelorette. And then he came on The Bachelorette again because he had like talked to one of the girls on the side on social media. So
which you're not supposed to do.
Which you can, but if he's not into social media, clearly he is.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah. Don't post a picture. Like,
wow, so whatever. Then he went on that season, and then he was on Bachelor in Paradise, and now he is the Bachelor.
Oh, for somebody who doesn't really like the show and talks negatively about the show, that he's sure on it an awful lot.
Yeah, yes.
Anyway.
Oh, dang. Well, thank you for that. The Bachelor fan inside of me is, like, freaking out.
No, right wait. Now. Like, who else? Who else sucks as a celebrity? Yeah. Or even semi?
I don't know. I don't really know anybody. I don't really care about that kind of stuff. It's not really. I'm more into, like, the sports and athletes. Like, that kind of thing is more my thing.
Wrong but demo.
I don't know.
So just
I guess I have to think about it.
Okay.
No, he's the only one that rubbed me the wrong way. That thought he was like, oh, you know who else rubbed us the wrong way? We were filming was Guy Fieri. He's a prick too.
Really?
We were filming in Sonoma during our NASCAR race episode.
Oh, right,
and he was parked next to us and just yelling and just like, calm down over there and yelling at us because we're filming. Get the camera. Dude, you're
And he's, like, in TV, too.
Oh, he had, like, he's cool the only one in the whole NASCAR that had, like, a compound, like, wrapped around fences with screens. I'm like, dude, you're on a cooking show. Calm down. All right? Like, you're not, like, an A-list celebrity. Like, pipe it down.
Right.
He was an asshole. He was coming to our camera. Can they keep it down over there? We're in a NASCAR race. Keep it down. There's girls walking around topless and shooting beer all over each other.
Right,
like,
right.
Hey, do you mind if the guys over there keep it down in their motorhome? Suck a dick.
Speaking of people you do like,
all right.
We heard you talking in the hall. Hanging out with Shep tonight.
Shep and Kyle.
From Summer House.
From Summer House, yeah. Yeah, I love all these guys. We're kind of like in the Bravo family kind. We kind of keep in touch, especially the guys. We all kind of like, hey, if we're in town, let's all hang out and go to dinner.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So when did you meet Shep?
Oh, I met him at Upfronts. Oh. Jeez. Maybe 2 years ago. Yeah, and a couple of the other guys from, like, Below Deck I met. And then Bobby from Below Deck is another one group, close friend of mine.
Really?
Yeah, he went to school with Ariana. They're from the same town.
Oh, no way.
So then I met him. He's just a really nice guy. Yeah, it's very small. And the guys are really cool. I haven't met a lot of the girls. Well, I guess I have. I guess I've met a lot of the girls. But the guys are just really simple on these shows. You know, everyone's just really kind of laid back and chill. The girls really take it a little bit more to another level. When all these shows, they're really like, who's talking about what? The guy's just kind of, let's just go and get drunk.
Right, you know? It's much simpler.
You know, it's a little different with the guys.
Cool.
Yeah. I also heard you say that you had texted Gigi Gomesa about her divorce.
No, I said I saw her on social media, the fact that she got divorced. And I'm like, hey, I've been friends with Gigi for a long time,
right?
You know, and I just texted her. I'm like, hey, you know, I hope everything's okay, because like I looked literally last week she got married, and then this week she got divorced. I don't know if that's like the world's shortest wedding.
I just texted her next to Britney. It might be shorter. I don't know. Yeah,
I actually was in Miami and shot her music video the day she got divorced. I was in her music video. The Onyx Hotel tour.
Stop everything. Yeah. And continue.
Wait. What music video?
Onyx Hotel. It was the day she married that guy Jason.
Yes.
So she got married the night before. The day of the photo shoot, she got divorced. She got divorced because what's the famous director that directed it. That's friends with Pamela Anderson. He's like a famous director. Anyway, so I was the statue in the Onyx Hotel tour. So I had to like shave my body completely, which took all night long. Completely. Then they painted me from head to toe in silver. And I was the thinking man. And I come to life and I kiss her on the cheek. Like, she comes down racing
on the... Oh my God, I remember
this.
She
comes racing down the hotel with the dogs. Oh my God, and I'm the hotel this. And I come back and I like kiss her on the cheek. That was my
And you're that's the my one cameo. That made her realize... I don't want to be tied down. Look right. at this.
I was the one. Yeah. Isn't that funny? His name was Jason, so it was my real name.
Yeah. Right.
That is crazy. So,
anyway, yeah.
There were more Jasons out there.
Did she seem crazy?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. I mean, I actually didn't like have like a serious conversation with her, but you know, for the time that I did, she seemed really nice.
Good.
Yeah.
All right. Fair.
I was excited to be part of the video. I think it was cool. At that time, this was like 2002 or 2003 when this happened. So it was one of my first modeling jobs in Miami too. It was like, if you consider that modeling, we did a music video. Music
videos
were
still kind of
cool then at that time. Yeah.
I don't know why I always want to be like exhausted after an interview. Like, whew, that took a lot out of me. So if that felt a little abrupt, there's more.
Yeah, we actually can't play you all of it. But let's just say there may be reason to hold back a special tidbit of this interview.
Yes.
And we will release it when the time is right.
Spoilers. Again, own effects. Let's talk about this week's episode.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to talk about it now.
Because we'd be doing you all a disservice
if we didn't do so.
Right. Did you see the back and forth there, you guys? That was really
good. I don't think they can tell a difference between our voices.
I know, sometimes I'm listening and I'm like, wow, I don't remember saying that. I'm like, oh, it was Megan. That's why I don't remember saying that. I'll talk like this from now on, so I know. Anyway, what an episode.
Yeah, okay, so Sir Photo Shoot.
I love a good Sir Photo Shoot, which we learned today that apparently Jax has never seen any of the photos from them.
Like, doesn't know where they go or how they're used. I just think that's Jax. Like, I don't think these photos are just, like, kept in a box somewhere.
Right.
Like,
I was like, I think there's a user error problem here.
And I for sure know where you can see them, you being the listener.
On BravoTV.com.
Yes.
We have all, like, literally everyone there's ever been in our tenure with Lisa Vanderpump on the website. Come on. My favorite is the one at the Pink Hotel.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
I loved that one.
Yeah, the 50s shoot.
Mm-hmm,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The episode starts with kind of like a big bomb of Lisa Vanderpump being like, no, I will not officiate your wedding.
I kind of loved that.
Me too.
Because here's the thing. No one has to get married anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, it's such a choice. Like, if you don't want to, don't. But for Lisa Vanderpump, if you're going to, you better stick by this commitment. And she just felt like they were not taking it seriously.
It made me think, her like counseling them, that I want a spinoff with Lisa Vanderpump where she like does a love school.
Right.
Right? I would watch, like, do you remember like Charm School or like any school show there's ever been? That's what I want with Lisa Vanderpump.
Charm School was a good show.
It was. I mean, I could just talk about that.
We'll save that for another time.
But yeah, I loved that she kind of told them no, and it was like, I take marriage seriously. I'm not, you can do whatever you want, you can still get married, but I'm not going to be the one to officiate if I don't believe in your marriage.
Right.
It's like, whoa.
And to see Katie get so emotional and be like, I'm disappointed in us, I was like, wow. Like, I think they're finally, it's sinking in.
Yeah, it was the first time that I really felt her realize, like, we're messing this up.
Right.
You know, we need to be better for each other and for ourselves.
Yeah.
And I feel like they never really, like, got there before. And they really did seem different, like, by the end of the episode.
Yeah.
When they were at pump. Eating that salmon, which looked, like, really good.
Yes.
I don't know if I was just hungry at the time.
They eat, like, there a lot.
I mean, it's good.
And they get a discount. Even Kristen, in her interview with us, talked about how amazing the food was.
You can go and listen to that now, if you want.
And come back.
Can we talk about Stassi dating now?
I loved watching her date.
Me too. It felt real. Like, not that I don't think anything's real, but I was like, I've been there. I know exactly what you're going through. But I was like, they both look very nice.
Yes.
I don't think I've ever dressed up that much for a date.
Because you never want to look too nice, I
No, you want to kind of just be like, oh, what? I just effortlessly look like this. Where she looked, like, dressed up. And he too, he was, like, in slacks.
Yeah.
And, like, a nice button-up shirt. Can I tell you how many dates I've been on with men in hoodies? It makes me so mad.
Really?
Yes.
That's so funny.
Ugh. I broke up with a guy because, like, for our third date, he showed up in flip-flops. And I was like, that is disgusting. It is New York City. I mean, there were several things, but that was, like, a big thing that I found really gross. It was raining in the Lower East Side wearing flip-flops. You're getting at least hepatitis. Like,
unless your date was to the local pool, I just don't think that's acceptable.
Right? Thank you. I think I made the right decision. He's like a billionaire somewhere.
Well, that was the thing watching Stassi's date. Like, I know in her head she's like, this guy's too nice for me. But I secretly hope that, like, she ends up marrying this guy.
Oh, my God. And we captured it.
Yes.
Oh. I liked when she was like, you wake up at 7? Sleep is important.
She's like, 7 a.m.
She did look so beautiful, though. Like, I kept thinking that during the day. It was like, oh, man, maybe I do need to step up my first date game. Not that I go on them anymore.
Well, she wore 2 pairs of Spanx.
Right. That's true. That's true. But I was with Kristen on that. I'm always afraid to wear, like, sucky in things because I'm like, what if somebody touches me and then they know that I have Spanx on?
Jennifer Garner was on a red carpet and her dress, like, kind of flew up. And it revealed she was wearing Spanx. And I was like, that is so embarrassing.
But is it? Of course. I mean, I don't think anyone doesn't wear Spanx on the red carpet.
I know, but don't you just want something a little...
You need some mystery.
Yeah, you want something that says, like, hey, I don't need these old lady panties.
Right, right. It's very Bridget Jones's Diary.
Right.
But she goes for that and it works out okay.
Yeah, that's true.
But then it doesn't.
Huh? She's getting divorced.
Renee?
Oh, I thought you were back to Jennifer Garner.
Oh, no, no. I'm still talking about the fictional character, Bridget Jones. But back to real people. I want to talk about this photo shoot. The difference between Katie and Tom's, like, very sweet photo shoot and then Tom and Ariana's, like, Lisa Vanderpump was like, so I want you to see them rolling around. They're going to fornicate on the table. And I was like, oh, wow.
It makes me so uncomfortable watching them model.
Does it?
It's like when I watch someone take a selfie and I'm like, you just think you're really good looking, don't you? And
so you think you're really pretty.
Right. And it's just like, I don't know. I'm too self-aware and awkward to ever be
able
like
to do that. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So when I watch other people, I'm like, oh, God.
Well, all I think of, too, when I see Ariana do anything is like, oh, man, I need to put her on, like, my refrigerator or whatever that people do. Because she's, like, the best fitspiration ever.
Yeah.
I'm always just like, damn. You look so good. How do you do that?
She goes to more of those classes that you tried.
Right. Full disclosure, guys, I went to a dance fitness class yesterday, and I am so sore today. I'm so embarrassed.
Rachel was outraged that they made her squat.
Yeah, I know. Well, I just want to dance. And they're like, okay, squat again. And we're going to be doing some squats now. And I'm like, no, high can high kick. Forever. I can grapevine. I can do the pony. There's a lot of box steps in there.
Yep. That would be your workout video. Grapevine the pounds away.
Right, it would be. I wanted to just mention about Sheena and Katie's conversation. Because
that was weird.
Right? And when will Sheena be satisfied? Like, how many times does she have to say, I miss us? Or, like, where are you? Or it's like, we have had this conversation so many times.
Also, they both looks like they were ready to cry upon sitting down.
Yeah.
It was weird. Like, I wonder if we missed something.
Right. I don't know. Maybe we'll never know. Maybe it'll be in the Secrets Revealed.
Yeah, if they have one.
Right. We did hear from Jax earlier, and you all heard, Katie did get it the hardest at the reunion.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of figured that would happen.
Yeah, that kind of surprised me because once it all came out about Tom and the girl in Vegas, I feel like it kind of, like, the blame was a little alleviated off of her.
Right.
So I was surprised.
We'll see. I can't wait.
I know. It's going to be so good.
I asked if Lala showed up, but, you know, as you heard, he wouldn't confirm or deny.
I know. He was being very, like, I'm not going to answer anything. Like
Jax were bravo. Exactly. It's okay.
Right. We're your friends.
Trust us.
But I'm glad that Lisa is going to officiate.
Yes.
The best part of this episode for me was not only Lisa Vanderpump crawling under that table, but finding out that that shirt is a shirt and not a dress that she always wears in interview on Beverly Hills. That velvet pink shirt that, like, hangs off her shoulders.
Yes.
I always thought that was a dress. Who knows what she's wearing on the bottom half in interview now?
No, there's a video on BravoTV.com, which I still feel like not enough people have seen, where it's like, this is what really goes on in their interviews, and it's like, all they wear are fancy tops and pajama bottoms.
What?
Like, they're wearing furry slippers, and it's, like, business waist up.
It's a mullet.
Cash waist down.
Yeah, I was just so surprised to see that that was a shirt.
One of the ladies wears nothing waist down during her interview.
Mm. What a sight.
JK. But, like, you should go watch the video.
Oh, you're just trying to make it a little more exciting there.
Someone pulls a Winnie the Pooh.
Who do you think would be most likely to pull a Winnie the Pooh out of the
Housewives cast? The current. Lisa Rinna.
She would, but as like a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Beth Hills?
Beverly. Speaking of Beverly Hills.
So this is the like episode before the vacation.
Ugh. What a tease.
I know. Mm. But it was a good episode because we really got to see the inner workings of Miss Erica Jayne.
We did. We did. I loved this. I, like, cried at my desk watching it. I think a lot of people probably have history with either dementia or Alzheimer's or anything, and it just really touched a chord for me.
Yeah.
It just, like, it was, like, really real. Like, it wasn't about all the drama. It was just, like, she was very raw, and I loved hearing her, like, little accent come out.
Yeah.
You know.
Also, I mean, just the fact that she was raised by a single mom who was really young, mm-hmm. and she did the same thing. And, like, so we don't get to see much about who Erica was as a young single mom, but, like, to hear her talking to her mother about how it was, very interesting.
Yes, yes.
Also, I watch a lot of Teen Mom, so I know how hard it can
how
be.
How difficult it is.
Yeah.
Before we get into any more, like, of the drama, I wanted to quickly talk about how shady the editing was this week. Because during Lisa Rinna's, like, recap of what happened the night before with Kim, they could have used any scene of her around the house, but they used a scene of her making a smoothie. Which I was like, I know what you're doing there, Bravo. You're implanting this smoothie memory back into my brain so I can remember for next week about the Xanax and smoothies.
Yeah, so she does make a darn good smoothie.
Right, when she said that, I was like, is there a Xanax in there? We'll never know.
But that comes up next episode.
That's what I'm saying. I know, like, in case good. You forgot.
You know what I liked on a totally, like, vain note, shallow? I love Dorit's ability to just, like, effortlessly change her hair back mm-hmm. and forth.
Well, I was like, where did her bangs go?
Yeah. I think they were either clip-ons or...
Oh, she had clip-on bangs?
Yeah.
You can do that?
Yeah.
Clip-ons?
Yes. All I know is all these celebrities are like, I cut my bangs. And the next year, you're like, where'd your bangs go? And it's because they have really realistic clip-ons.
Oh, I didn't know this.
And then the next day she had, like, a bob.
Right. And then she was like, it's all my hair. And I was like, but is it? You just had bangs.
Yeah. I don't know. She looks good.
Yeah, in both ways. I loved. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Always and always. I wanted to just comment about this season in general. I feel like it is the season of, I have just so much more important things going on in my life than this right yes. now to put any of that energy
yes.
into this.
Yes.
Every episode, yes. one person says that.
Yes. Life is so short. What yes. is the point, you know, of all
Can't
this
we
fighting?
Just move on? Give me your feather eyelashes.
Yeah, that was so weird. I didn't get it.
Did she want to know where they came from?
I don't understand. I didn't get it.
I didn't get it either. But she can manipulate Lisa Rinna like that.
I know.
It was like, give me your eyelashes. Okay. Like, no way would I take off my eyelashes.
Not on camera.
Not on camera. What are you going to give me for it?
A trip to Hong Kong.
True. What do you think about how Kim was like, there were 15 people in the birthing room?
Okay, so I don't have sisters. I would assume, though, that part's normal, to have your sisters and your mom. But when she's like, and my son, was that, what?
Right, not that they were all looking or anything, but like.
But why would you be in the room if not to look? No, I'm serious,
Megan.
Really?
Yes.
You just need someone at the head, don't you?
I don't even want my mom there. Like, that's where I'm at. So, like, I can't even imagine having an entire room full of people. Did you know, I learned this on my trip up the Hudson Valley, that in, like, Marie Antoinette's age, when you were royalty, you had to have a room full of people watch the birth so that it could be, like, fact. Otherwise,
I think
people wouldn't believe it.
I did know that because I think it was her. She kept fainting during childbirth because it was getting so hot from all the people in the room.
Right. And they had, like, you made a little stage out of your bed because you were, like, performing.
Birth. Same thing on the wedding night, though, right?
Yeah, there was somebody in the room on the wedding night to make sure it really happened.
These people loved an audience.
They imagine if they were here now.
Maybe some on our could network. Say Lisa Vanderpump is the Marie Antoinette of our time.
I have an open question for you, Megan. Say you're in a group of girlfriends, and someone brings someone in that you just don't really like, you don't click with.
Mm-hmm.
Are you obligated to tell them, I don't really like you that much?
Only if they keep asking, why are we not hanging out?
And then you just have to be like, no.
Yeah, which I think is the position Dorit has put Erica in.
Right, after that long hug.
And also, she's asked her twice now, you're the only person in this group that I haven't connected with. Why is that? Well, so then Erica has to be like, because I don't like you.
But also, like, a connection goes both sides. And if she's not feeling a connection, Erica's probably also not feeling a connection. That just happens sometimes, Dorit.
Why, do you think Erica's being mean?
No, not at all. Oh, okay. I just was like, what is Erica supposed to do in this
right,
situation?
Exactly.
Because I've definitely met people that I'm like, ooh, I'm not super into you, but I've never been like, and therefore, I'm not going to talk to you.
Right.
Not that Erica does that. I don't know what to do in that
situation.
Yeah,
I think she's trying, but
she's trying the best she can. So, sad news for everyone listening. Megan Segura will not be in New York City for our next episode.
I'm not going to be with you for the next episode. I'll be in our L.A. office.
And that three-hour time difference is too much.
But I will have a replacement. Temporary.
Don't worry, she will be back. But yes, our dear friend, John, some of you might listen to his podcast, Martinis and Murder, from Oxygen, our beds.
He is a big Atlanta fan, so mm-hmm. of course it's the perfect time for him to come on in and give his two cents.
Right, and he has some thoughts. Not
T-H-O-T-S.
I'm really excited. John's the best. Megan will be greatly missed, but it'll be good. I mean, Atlanta, they're in Hawaii. Some crazy ish is going to be happening.
Oh, yeah. I'll be listening.
Martine is a murder.
So don't forget to like, subscribe, and rate us on iTunes, SoundCloud, Alexa.
Yeah, guys.
Google Play.
Because we like you guys. So like us back. Please.
Too desperate. And thank you for listening.
Bye.
Looking fun, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy. Miss me, kiss.